So welcome to the March Reiki Reju. We were just chatting before about different themes, so I'm not really quite sure what's going to come out. But let's start off with what I was kind of planning, which was to talk a little bit about mindfulness and why we do it. Because I think now that it's kind of become a bit of a buzzword with the whole idea of we want to be more mindful. But then I was chatting with someone who actually I work with, who was like, oh, I don't believe in mindfulness. What's the point of eating a raisin? And I was so shocked because I was thinking, one, she works in well-being and she works in mental health. And that's her definition of mindfulness is eating a raisin. Just, I didn't even know what to do with it. I just kind of stared at her and was like, okay. But to me, mindfulness is a little bit like brain training. It really is training your focus. So what am I focused on during the day? And for many of us, we know exactly what it feels like to be focused in the daydream. And by the daydream, I'm going to really expand it out to any time you're not present in the moment. So that includes when you're worrying about what's going to happen next or in a couple of days or, you know, what you've got coming up and rumination. So anything whereby you're thinking about what happened in the past, maybe what happened this morning when somebody said something to you or what happened a few days ago when you had a disagreement with somebody or how you were acting, doubts, self-doubt about did I do the right thing or what were they thinking, blah, blah, all that stuff is daydreaming. And I put it in that bracket because it's mind thinking. So you're not there. Like when you're thinking back to an incident that happened a few days ago, it might feel like you're there. And actually the body responses and everything, you're there. So the same level of stress that you felt, the same confusion, whatever, that's all coming up in the body system now, but you're not physically, geographically there. You're either wherever you're thinking about it, you're sitting in your living room or you're walking or what, as you're thinking about this, there is a geographical time and space that you're inhabiting, yet your mind is taking you into an imaginary space. And it's kind of really important to realize how much of our time we do that because we're not in the present moment. So mindfulness to me is simply the training of being able to focus. Sometimes we need to focus on the past and the future to reflect. Maybe you need to do a bit of planning in the future. Maybe you need to think about, okay, these are the points I need to cover. So there is definite use for our imagination. I'm not saying we have to stay in the present every single second of the day. But when you think about how much of your day is spent in the imagination or in the daydream versus how much of your day is spent really immersed in this moment with your breath, with your five senses, it's kind of shocking, right? Most of us spend the majority of our time in the daydream and not so much time in the present moment. But the present moment is the only, literally the only space where we can feel contentment. You don't feel contentment in the past when you're thinking about the past or the future. It's just, it's not available. So it's actually really important to learn how to be mindful so that you can start to direct your attention the way you want to. So often when people say, oh, I don't do mindfulness, I'm like, but that's just basic training. It's like learning how to walk when you were a child, learning how to use your body, how to use your hands, how to, you know, how to use your thinking mind in certain ways. It's so critical. So the idea that mindfulness is some kind of random or different act or skill that you learn to relax, which is really the rhetoric these days. Like mindfulness is very big in the mental health community. But it is more like, so things like mindfulness-based stress reduction is in the title, right? Stress reduction. And then you have mindfulness for meditation to help you, again, relax the body. And it tends to be that we look at mindfulness as a way, yes, to come into the present moment, but to come into the present moment so that we can relax the body, or we can de-stress, or we can, it's almost like we do the mindfulness so that we can relax and rejuvenate and bring our body into peak physical condition so that we can go back into the daydream refreshed. This is so backwards. It's like, what? No. No, it's kind of like, actually the base point should be the present moment as a jumping off point into when we want to reflect on something in the past to maybe get more insight into it, or we want to springboard into the future to do some planning, some, you know, like play around with, if you like, law of attraction, that springboard into that. So the present moment is our foundation. That's where we live. And the truth is, that is where we live. We don't live in the past or the future. So this idea that we use mindfulness as a rejuvenation tool before we go back into our so-called lives of the past and the future, to me is just kind of crazy. Like, it's really crazy thinking, but it is the way that our minds have over the years, or just the way society is. It's like the whole of society is complicit in this idea that the present, there's nothing in the present moment. Like, there's just nothing here for us. And I honestly, for those of you that do a lot of Reiki, obviously you have this experience where when you do your Reiki, you do come into this very still place of what I would call like the groundswell or the foundation of universal life force. And it is kind of right. There's nothing going on here, right? But when you're really present, there's really not that much happening. There's no drama for sure, but it's just kind of just what is. But that what is so rich and full of vibration that there's a lot going on. Like, there's a certain fullness to it all. And then it's almost like from there, you can mindfully go into your imagination, pop up into the future, pop up into the past, do whatever you want, but you don't lose sight of where you are. Like, so mindfulness becomes a really, really powerful focusing point of, where am I actually, where's my stance? Like, where am I coming from? And then you'll notice that there's just so much more, and I'm going to use this word really lightly, okay, but there's so much more control in terms of knowing who you are and not being swept around, you know, with the drama and the anxiety and the worry and all the stuff that comes up because of our imagination. So anxiety, we're worrying about the future or something's not going to go right. And when we have fear and all this kind of stuff that comes up, actually comes up because we are in our thoughts. We're believing something in our thoughts. We're catastrophizing something in our thoughts. We're ruminating something in our thoughts. But actually, nothing is actually happening in this present moment. Most of the time, we're sitting there worrying with a cup of tea, sitting, you know, on our sofa. There's nothing dramatic happening in that moment, but we kind of forget. So I don't know if that kind of makes sense, but to me, the really powerful thing about our Reiki practice is that it automatically brings us into this place of where the universal life force is completely integrated in with us. So we become merged. And I'm sure you've had this experience before where you're doing your Reiki and there's just so much peace and stillness and rightness and contentment, and just, it's all just there, right? And we're all just kind of like, we're just swimming in it, and it feels so natural and so normal. And then it's kind of like, oh, this is so nice. And then we finish our practice and we get up and then we go plunging back into our imagination without even realizing we're doing it. So that's, to me, when someone says to me, oh, I don't like mindfulness because it's like, who wants to eat a raisin? I'm like, what do you say to something like that? Like, no, you're kind of missing the point. So the point of practicing mindfulness is to remind ourselves how to stay in this place. And then the more mindful you are, the more you are aware and you stay in this place, and the more you can see when the thinking goes rushing into the future, rushing into the past. And that's fine. I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm just saying be mindful when you're doing that so that you realize, oh, I'm leaving my foundation point at the moment. That's okay, but I'm leaving it. So of course it's going to feel a bit dramatic. It's going to feel a bit uncomfortable. It's going to feel a bit emotional, maybe. It's going to bring up stuff because I'm leaving my home space. I don't know if that makes sense, but as you practice this, you'll start to get the hang of it. And it's just to realize that we're doing it backwards. So at the moment, we might do our Reiki practice to feel into that calm. Oh, I love doing my Reiki because it makes me feel so good. And that feels like that's the anomaly. And then we go back out into the world and into our heads and blah, blah, blah. And what I'm saying is actually it's the opposite way around, that that home feeling we get with Reiki can, with focus, you can just keep bringing it back by being mindful of where you are right now. Like, what are the five senses doing? What's my breathing doing? What's the felt sense? So we'll play around with that. I know that's quite a theme that I have, because I do feel it's so important to get this understanding that we've got it backwards. We do have it backwards. And as soon as we can flick, and this takes practice for sure, but it's almost like building the opposite habit. If we can flip it over, then we end up coming at it from the other way. So we're always at home. Like, we always feel like we're doing our Reiki practice. And then when we go out and we have to think about this or think about that, it's like, oh, okay, we'll go there a little bit, but then I'm going to come back. And then what happens is you maintain that center throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. And then everything just, I don't know, it just gets a lot easier. That's all I can say. From my own experience, it just is a lot easier to live life from that perspective than to live it in high stress and then come back for moments of peace. It doesn't work for me. I prefer it the other way. So with that in mind, let's go into our meditation. So we start off with a self-attunement. We're just going to bring hands into Garsho like this. There's different ways we can do it, but essentially it's the intention of calling, inviting the Reiki. And what we're really doing is we're kind of inviting universal life force, which is us and is the environment. It's the whole shebang, right? And we're just inviting ourselves to melt into that, to surrender into that, whatever you want to call it. And then we'll just do a bit of guided healing together. Then we'll pop back out. I tend to like to stop my video for this, but if you just come into a nice comfortable position, you're just going to start bringing your hands into Garsho, taking a few breaths, just coming into the five senses. So we're just breathing, noticing the breath, noticing the hands, the points where the fingers touch, the palms touch. Maybe there's some sensations there, heat, tingling, or just simply the pressure of the hands. And then we're calling in Reiki. We're just inviting it. And even that's not really accurate, because the Reiki isn't necessarily coming in. It's already present. So we're inviting it to activate. Whatever wording seems appropriate to you. Some people do like to bring in this idea of movement, of breathing it in through the crown, into the chest, down the hands. For other people, they might just notice the hands become tingling and active. And then for others, it's almost like opening up every single cell in your body, as if you become porous, translucent, So there's no boundary between you and the air around you. Everything becomes spacious. And then whenever you're ready, just bringing your hands down somewhere on your body. And it's always nice to have palms down so you are raking yourself through this process. And taking a moment to notice that contact point of the hands and the body. Noticing any sensations. And then we'll do a quick body scan, just bringing your attention up to the top of the head. And with every exhale, you're just relaxing all the way down through the eyes, into the cheeks and the jaw. Next exhale down through the shoulders, just dropping them. Continuing that flow of relaxation down through the arms, into the elbows, the forearms, the hands, fingers. Watching the breath again. Into the tummy, relaxing all the muscles around the tummy, making it nice and soft. All the way down the back, into the hips and the pelvis. Noticing the pressure of the seat, down into the thighs, relaxing into the knees, calves, ankle, feet, toes. If your feet are on the floor, you're just noticing the feet and the pressure, like the gravity, connection with the floor itself. And then expanding your attention outwards into the group. As I said before, that even with a small group, sometimes it feels bigger, like there's the support of many. Just seeing if you can feel that. And then just noticing with the mindfulness where you are right now, wherever you're sitting or lying. And notice the peacefulness in that, even if there's noise, just bringing in the noise. Just the sound coming and going. And the mind might even be coming and going, moving into different thoughts. But just notice if you don't engage, if you just let it be there. Maybe a thought about what you need to do later. Just let it arise and fall again. Or it might be a thought about a so-called now thought. Maybe you feel uncomfortable. Maybe there's something in your environment you feel you're resisting, too hot, too cold. And again, just letting that thought arise and sink back down again. There's nothing you need to do with any thought, just letting it be there. And if you don't pull, play tug of war, resist, engage in thoughts, they literally just come up and go back down again. There's no power at all in any thought if you don't engage it. And so you're just noticing your breath. You're just noticing any sensations in the body. And sensations just include pressure points as well. The chair, the floor, your hands. Very simple. And you could bring your attention to the other senses, such as hearing. What do you hear? And just notice the sound itself. It's just there. Just arises and falls. And as you're sitting here with nothing really going on, no drama, can you feel that contentment that I speak of? Or just the simplicity of being, nowhere to be, nothing to do. And it might simply be a feeling of okayness. In this moment. And when I talk of stillness, it's like there's no particular movement. You don't have to get up right now. You don't have to think about anything right now. There's no urgent to-do list right now. Just noticing the breathing. The sensations. The sounds. And with every exhale, you just invite more relaxation into this present moment. And even if the body is tense and full of thoughts, just letting that be as well. Everything is welcome. And see if you can also feel the potency of the moment when everything is still and quiet. See if you can sense into the fullness that is here. Perhaps it is the tingling or the heat in your hands. Perhaps it is simply the breath. And allow it to take over everything so that it is just that. The fullness of the Reiki. Just noticing that that energy is everywhere, in all the cells, in the air around you, in your chair, in the floor. A certain aliveness that you can feel, perhaps as a sensation or just a vibration. And then just notice how things arise from that. Maybe a sound appears and disappears. Maybe a thought comes and then goes. Even watching the breath as it inhales and exhales out of this alive nothingness. And also notice the easiness here. There's no stress or strain. It's always available. It's always here. And this is actually your starting point always. It always has been. Always will be. And sometimes we've forgotten, and hence we practice. And just throughout the day, reminding ourselves, asking ourselves, where is our focus? Where's our attention? I'm starting to elongate the breath. Every exhale, just relaxing the body a little bit more. Maybe very gently moving the body. Starting to wiggle our fingers and toes. Giving yourselves a little stretch, raising your arms above your head. Giving yourself a little wiggle all the way down the spine. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.